When Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Mississippi and Louisiana coasts early Monday morning, it was a Category 4 storm. The story of Hurricane Katrina continues to unfold in the massive recovery effort and the lives of the many thousands of people affected by the storm. We hear now from some of the voices of the people who have been living through the disaster.
We left New Orleans around 10 and got to Texas around 5 a.m.
The vehicle I own is really not worthy enough to go out of town, you know, so I just decided to stay.
Behind the main cathedral in the city, giant ancient oak trees were uprooted. There's a statue of Jesus, and the trees fell around him.
I didn't believe the water would be high in the quarter, and I wasn't worried about anything else because these buildings...
We figure we're very lucky. We figure we're very... The Lord took care of us, that's for sure.
I simply cannot imagine the destruction. I would say 90% of the structures between the beach and the railroad in Biloxi, Gulfport, Long Beach, and Past Christiane are totally destroyed. They're not severely damaged. They're simply not there.
There's people on the rooftops, and some people still in their house. We rescued a young lady. She was in the house. She couldn't get in the attic. And I don't know how she survived, but she made it.
Because we're looking for family members. We don't, you know, they're feeding us every 4 hours or so, but it's just so hot, and it's just piling more and more in.
No one in New Orleans had any clue that this was about to happen to us. And it was really quite stunning how quickly this went from, oh, another little storm spinning in the Gulf, to it's headed straight for us, run for your lives.
The Blackberries aren't working. The cell phones aren't working.
We didn't even understand what the worst-case scenario really was.
My home, I don't know yet.
Everything I own, basically speaking, except the car that we are in, everything else is at my house. Probably all that is underwater.
We begged all of those people to get out. The people who stayed chose to stay in some cases, and in other cases had limited resources. But they were.
We had lowered our rescue swimmer down. The roof actually began to sink.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
Mr. Bush was wrapping up a month-long vacation in Texas. He instructed the pilot of Air Force One to take a detour on the flight back so he could get a look at Katrina's destruction.
We've had about 5 babies born. A couple of them did go to the NICU, which were transported out this morning.
You need to understand that we are working in what is essentially a primitive site condition.
It's scary because I've only got, like, $80 to my name, my job, and my bank, and everything like that is all in New Orleans.
Person, I got an email to my blog email address from a woman saying my grandma lives at the corner of Burgundy and Cloette. What's that area like? Is there massive flooding in that area? So there's just no communication in or out of New Orleans.
I met with Chairman Greenspan at lunch, as well as the economic team, to evaluate the impact of Hurricane Katrina. We particularly spent a lot of time talking about the damage done to our energy infrastructure and its effect on the availability and price of gasoline.
So far, we've had about 70 buses to depart from the Louisiana Superdome carrying medical patients.
My mother passed away on Thursday before the hurricane, and we're unable to get in touch with the funeral home.
Well, the governor has ordered the Texas Education Agency to accept school-age children in Texas public schools. We expected
2 babies have died, a woman died, a man died. Said we haven't had no food, we haven't had no water.
I've lived in and around New Orleans all of my life, and to see it just completely devastated like this, it's terrifying.